Hello and welcome to another episode of Heard It Through the Grooveline. My name is Will Bennett and I'm the founder of Grooveline Music Education. I'm here to help you know how to best support the musical education of your child, even if you are not musical yourself.
Today I am talking to Katie Werner, who is the owner of Little Music Stars. I'm excited to learn from you today, Katie. So could you perhaps just tell us a little bit about yourself and perhaps your journey through music, your own experience of music education and how that's led you to starting Little Music Stars?
Yes, sure. So my background is musical theatre. So I went to ballet school and then I went to dance college and then went out into the big bad world, wide world of showbiz. And I was in lots of musicals in London and on tour. So predominantly singing, dancing, being exposed to music every day of my life, 8 shows a week, etc. And loved it, absolutely loved it. And then I got pregnant, had my child and thought, well, what am I going to do now? I can't work in the evenings because obviously I need to be with him. And so I started teaching preschool music classes because it's still my career in musical theatre. It still transferred quite well over to the preschool genre. And I love kids and, you know, just like having fun with them. And it was a really good fit for me. And then I decided to write my own franchise. I moved to Los Angeles with my son, Samuel, and I reconnected with an old friend of mine, Jan Friedman, whose husband was a music producer. And together, along with Rich Jacks, Grammy Award winning Rich Jacks, we wrote a lot of the original music for Little Music Stars. And we wanted to sort of create something that was really adult friendly as well. I didn't want lots of sort of squeaky kids music that you sometimes hear. I wanted the parents to come along with their children and be expose their kids to music as well as them sitting there and really enjoying what they're listening to. So different genres of music like rock and roll, acoustic, pop, disco, reggae, you know, all types of music. And it's really, yeah, it's worked really, really well. And it was a long road writing the franchise, I'm not going to lie. It's been very hard work, but it's been so worth it. And there is nothing better for me to go along to a class and watch the children and the parents absolutely have the best time. The kids to really respond to the music, the parents really responding to their kids responding to the music. It's brilliant, absolutely great. And we obviously use musical instruments as well in the class. We have percussion time. We have a gathering drum. We use claves. So they are exposed to that as well as lots of singing and dancing. We do loads of movement as well to the music, which I think helps the kids exercise, keep fit, and it helps them with the music.
I think one thing that's good there is, you know, as the kids kind of move with the music, if you like, it kind of helps develop them musically. Obviously, they're starting to understand where beats might fall. But also, obviously, at that young age, they're still developing as little small humans who need to develop their muscles and all the rest of it as well. So yeah, quite good from that aspect as well, which is not something that I really ever consider, to be honest, because by the time we teach them, you know, they're still obviously growing, but it's not like we're trying to teach them fundamentals of how to move, you know, but I guess you guys are, and that's something I've never really considered before.
Exactly. So with the music, it really helps with their confidence because obviously you do get some shy kids sitting with their mums. They don't really want to leave their mums. But as soon as that music starts, you know what it's like. You kind of, there's a rhythm and they kind of start, wow, yeah, and they can't help themselves. So they're moving around, which is themselves improving their confidence and development. So that's really great to see. You get some kids that just get up straight away and start jumping up and down and stomping and marching around. But you do get some that are really, really shy. So the music definitely helps with that. Physical development as well. So even as a small baby, if they are just lying down on their tummies, and they've got their heads up, and say if we're playing music and there's bubbles and they're looking at the bubbles coming down and they're like, wow, fantastic. you know, it's and all trying to grab an instrument and shaking an instrument, that's really, really good as well for physical development. So there's, yeah, cognitive development is great. It enhances their skills such as memory and attention, spatial awareness in children, rhythms, patterns, movements in music. So yeah, it has a fundamental effect in their development. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And I, you know, obviously anyone who's listening to this, if they have a child under the age of five, this is most relevant to them. And so you mentioned there a little bit that the parents come along to your classes as well. So yeah. How do they get involved? Are they generally actually taking part in the music as well, or how does
We absolutely encourage all the parents to come along and really join in, because ultimately, if they're joining in, their children will join in as well. I mean, they'll watch the teacher, but if mum's doing it, if mum's clapping, if mum's swaying to the music or getting up on her feet and stomping and marching around, they'll do it too. So yeah, parents are integral in our classes. We also offer preschool music classes where we actually go into a preschool and nursery, and then we have all the assistants and teachers helping in within the class as well.
That's nice.
Which is great. Yeah. We also do parties. So we get like to get the dads joining in as well, because the dads are usually either at work in the week. So Saturdays or Sundays, if that's when the parties are, I always try and encourage the dads to join in and get after the mums, go and have a coffee. Give them a break.
Not that we're encouraging any stereotypes whatsoever.
Oh, no, but that honestly does happen. Yeah, it's really great. I went to a class literally 2 or 3 days ago and it was packed. It was about 18 mums and dads and grannies sitting there, and they were all just having the best time, you know.
Nice. So that's good. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how would you say, for example, that a parent could, you know, ultimately the point of this podcast is to give advice to parents about how to help their children. So what are some of the things, apart from attending your classes, what could they do to kind of help outside of the classes when they're spending time with their child in order to kind of help them develop with a kind of bit of music, you know, within the music context?
Yeah, absolutely. So if they are coming to our classes regularly, they will most definitely be picking up songs. We do original music, but we also have nursery rhymes that we know. So they could be singing those to their children at home, their babies, maybe a nice lullaby before, after bath time, just soothing the baby. And with their older kids, stick on our Little Music Stars album, get into that front room and just start dancing. Even if it's at tea time, just, you know, the distraction technique, you know, just do a lot of singing, dancing, clapping. And that's always good, isn't it? At home, when you're kind of, or in the car's a good one. Put some music on in the car, sing to the kids. I always used to sing to my son Samuel when we were in the car. It was like the best thing for long car journeys. So anything like that. You could also maybe purchase some musical instruments, some maracas, tambourines at home, have them in a box in the front room, get those out. Have a little play just to get the rhythm going, singing along to the songs, anything like that. Just it's kind of mother, child, father, child, grandparent, child bonding. And it's a great thing to do outside of the sessions as well. And then when the children come to our class, they're going to be even more familiar with singing and dancing.
Yeah, and enjoy it even more. I think there's obviously a big correlation between being good at something, or at least feeling like you're good at something, and enjoyment as well, which kind of is a self-serving cycle there. And so I guess what, absolutely, to summarize, what you were saying is about immersing them in music, creating that environment in which music is celebrated and is fun and all of that sort of things.
Yeah.
What specifically, so if there's someone listening, What do you have, like an actual game or something that you could explain to us that they could do, or an actual action or a song that they could maybe try out with their child? Put you on the spot a little bit.
Yes, that's okay. So with the really young ones, such as babies, what we tend to do, and just say like one of our songs, we just tap their legs to the music. So they're just picking, even if it's patty cake, baker's man. And so they're just tapping their baby's legs in time with the music, and eventually the babies will pick up on that rhythm as well. Yes. the older kids, I'm just all for a bit of just getting in that front room and just maybe holding their hands, stomping together, stomping to the music. Maybe even if it's just Wheels on the Bus. I mean, who doesn't know that? Lots of actions with that, teaching them the actions, looking into their eyes, making like just making the whole experience fun as well, because this is all about confidence building. The world is a little bit of a crazy place. So as long if you're at home doing these certain exercises or songs with them, that will only increase their confidence in getting out into that when they're going into the school situation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our classes, we do tend to just really encourage them to sit and listen as well. We have like a flashcard with boards and a flashcard, and they're looking at the pictures to music. And so it creates that preschool kind of situation where they're having to sit and listen for a little bit before we then stand up.
That's
so
good.
That could be done at home as well.
Looking at
pictures at home in a book to music, and then maybe identifying one of those pictures with a song as well. Maybe it's mm-hmm. a picture of a bus, and then you can sing on the bus. So it's all sort of connecting up, and it is just about really getting those kids confident and ready for when they do have to go to preschool or nursery.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Because we actually go up to 4 years, our classes. We don't go up to five, we go up to four okay. years old. And so there is a big leap, isn't it? Because some kids are born in, say, June, July, they have to go to school so young, even at 4 years old. So to have that kind of confidence building in our preschool classes is a great thing.
Definitely. And I bet you can see the difference, you know, between kids who have done that kind of thing and kids who perhaps haven't when they attend, you know,
a
reception. Yeah. And then you can really see those who are more confident than others, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to bring it up, but the pandemic was a really big eye-opener because a lot of babies were born in the pandemic, and then they'd been at home, they'd not been out, they'd not seen any other children, any other babies, and the mums hadn't seen any other new mums. So we were really busy when we went back into class, obviously being super careful with making sure everything was sterilised and clean and everyone was sort of spread out around the room. But that really helped the mums and dads and carers and grandmas and granddads to re-socialise their children and also socialise the ones that have never actually seen any other babies or any other kids, young kids. So that was a real eye-opener. And again, with the music and movement element to it, it just helps with that confidence because as soon as you start hearing music, it's a universal thing, isn't it? We all just kind of start moving and it does something to our cognitive senses. And we're like, yeah, it helps.
It does.
With bringing everyone together. And I think during that time or just after that time, it was wonderful to see. And great that they could come in and trust that it was a safe environment as well.
Yeah, I'm glad that period of time is over for sure. And I think, the very young people are probably the most affected by it, especially like if you were born into a pandemic, it's all you've ever known. You don't, obviously at that age, you
exactly.
don't anyway, but you don't even realize that it's not normal, you know.
And it really was actually looking back. It was challenging.
Yeah.
But I just felt so bad for these new mums that, you know, had just had the baby at the beginning of the pandemic and hadn't gone out for a year. Can you imagine? And not met anyone else or seen anyone else with another baby. So that I think that really helped. And just having that music sort of tied everything in, you know, it just kind of brought us all together. And there was no sort of quiet moments, no awkward moments, because we always have music playing. Even if it's the teacher's going to get something, some new props or instruments for the kids to play with, there's always music playing throughout the classes.
That's great. I'm glad you're back up and running and able to help.
Back up and running now. We've got we've got around 700 kids coming each week, and we've got five franchisees now.
Fantastic. That's good. Really, and so how could people kind of find out more, like obviously about the classes and how to attend them, but also just about the topic in general? Do you have resources online, or is there a website they can visit and find out more and kind of get some ideas about this?
Yes, of course. So we are at littlemusicstars.co.uk. There's loads of information online. There is each sort of age group. We've got three different age groups and it explains what we do in each age group. There's videos. There's even music on there. Our albums are on there so you can have a listen to the music. And yeah, so there's lots. And also social media. Now, obviously, it's a great marketing tool, but it's another way for parents to really tap in to what we are about. And they can listen to music online as well. So our Facebook page or Instagram page, if they're, say, the kid's ill and they can't get into class, they can always play music through our social media channels, through our videos. So it just gives them that extra bit of layer of doing things at home.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And that's what it is. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you've got a Little Music Stars in your area, check it out. But if you haven't, then, you know, that kind of online thing will at least give them some good ideas about, you know, building up that confidence and stuff.
Exactly. So we have classes in Kent and we have two franchisees in Kent. We have Andrew's up in Manchester. Katie's in Newcastle, Northumberland. Nicola and Lucy are in Kent, and we've got Charlotte over in Exeter. So we're kind of spread out over the UK.
You have to do a lot of driving when you have to go and visit them all.
I do. I'm just about to fly up to Manchester. Flying is actually cheaper than getting the train these days. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I'm going to fly up to Manchester in a couple of weeks and see Andrea. But yeah, it's, and I love doing that. It's like my favourite thing, going to just see them all, experience what we've created. You know, there's nothing better. Really.
That's brilliant.
And see the effect that music and movement can have on the children. And it's interesting as well, because sometimes, you know, you'll go in and watch the start of a class, there'll be a kid just like not wanting to really join in, and by the end of it, they're up on their feet, they're joining in, they're playing their instruments, they're dancing, singing and moving to the music. And you know that you've done your job when you see that happen.
Yeah, that's great. And also the parents can know they're in safe hands, because you are no less than one day ago BFA accredited, I understand.
Yes, we got our accreditation yesterday, expanding member, which I am so thrilled about, because it was quite an intensive process joining.
Yeah, congratulations.
I was doing an A-level, actually. It was really, I was thrilled. I got a phone call. I was in a well-known supermarket and Andy from BFA Femium said, yeah, it's all been approved. So yeah, that's really great, because it just gives us that kind of trustworthy factor with the parents. They know they're coming along to a class that has had all its systems and processes checked, and that we are a viable business.
Yes.
And we do what we say we're going to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations. That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today your kind of thoughts and expertise and top tips, you know, specifically around this topic of, you know, much younger, you know, from babies to quite young children up to the age of around...
Yeah.
I think that's something that I, you know, haven't really talked about, because it's not something that I'm involved with. So it's great to be able to hear it from someone like yourself who's actually out there doing it and, you know, has, you know, a successful business doing this as well.
And hopefully by the time they come on to you guys, they'll be super ready.
Yeah, exactly.
To start their next stage of music education.
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Katie. And everyone listening will be very grateful as well. So thank you, and we'll speak soon.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heard It Through the Groove Line, the podcast that helps parents like you best support your children's musical education, even if you are not musical yourself. To find out more, you can follow us on social media, and don't forget to hit like and subscribe.